Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Welcome back to the TaxSlayer pregame show. Time for today's Phoenix Printing player feature, although it's not a player feature today. We've got the one and only Chris Wagger himself. Now, your title is field coordinator. What does that actually entail as a job?
So it's kind of like over-encompassing. I guess the short way would maybe be to say like manager of managers. But my specific job and duties is more centered around like our practice design, how we train, how we prepare before the game starts. And then, you know, obviously there's some nuanced stuff that I try to help our guys with like during the game. But my main focus is before the game. The big bulk, the hardest part of my job is, kind of coordinating and running spring training, just because we have so many moving parts on the minor league side and the major league side. But once the season starts, I'll be at each affiliate domestically and our Dominican Republic complex, and just really be there to help our guys, help our staff, whatever they need. They kind of, during spring training, Hoop and I are leading it, and once the season starts, our managers and coaches are leading it, and I'm just there to support.
I don't think everyone realizes just how big the sort of front, or I guess managerial and coaching development side of things are. You have obviously the staff at each affiliate, the manager, the pitching coach, the hitting coach, and then you have you guys, the Rovers, who are, there's what, about 20 of you guys?
Not that many. I think we maybe have 10. It might be a couple more than that, but it's not a huge roving staff.
And you guys basically go week by week or a couple of days at a time, sort of checking in on all the affiliates. How do you balance, I guess, knowing everyone personally and also having to sort of jump around from place to place?
I think there's definitely an art to that. I would say Rovers and coordinators, we don't get as much of the one-on-one time with the players. The daily interaction with them, because like you said, we're kind of jumping around and moving throughout the system. So then I think our job focuses more on the development with each of the staff. Yes, when we get in places, we want to work with the players. We want to do some things, especially, for our, specific position, Rovers and coordinators. But, the biggest help that we can be is to support the staff that's there every day. And so I think the vast majority, of our conversations and of our time spent is with the actual affiliate staff that's there working with them every day. And so like, hopefully by osmosis, we can have that daily influence.
Obviously a lot of people who start off on coaching staffs end up progressing up or getting experience at different places. Both, Saunders is now a part of your roving staff as well. And Matt Tuiasosopo is now the manager at AAA Gwinnett. How does the organization, I guess, encourage that sort of growth from staff? Because we have here in Augusta this year pretty young coaches, mm-hmm. all things considered.
Yeah, I think it speaks to the organization, the trust that they have in some of their young coaches. And, we always talk about player development. But one thing, and Sesto, the guys who are above me, stress is staff development. And that's, that's another piece of, Rovers coordinators coming in and the affiliate staff itself. It's a conversation Gavin and I have all the time about developing his staff and giving them opportunities to learn and work while he's doing the same thing. So, it's a nice compliment to the people that are in the roles, but more so the people who are running the organization, that they're willing to give guys opportunities and that they trust that, our system is not just developmental for players, but also coaches.
Nothing like an organization that promotes from within. On a more fun side, we're back here in Charleston right now where literally maybe 500 feet away from where you played your college ball at the Citadel. bring back any fun memories for you of this city?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the it wasn't just like the 4 years that I spent here as a player. You know, when I got into Pro Bowl, or I was fortunate enough to be drafted, I would come back here and train in the off season, preseason, you know, before spring training. So just have a lot of fond memories. I know that school and this city and the people around have really shaped me as a human being, you know, not just in baseball, but, you know, off the field with, you know, how I just try to go about life and try to attack it. So, you know, there's a saying that it's not a great place to be at, but it's an awesome place to be from. and that's definitely true. I'm very thankful for all the experiences and, you know, good, bad, in between, you know, that I had during those 4 years. And, you know, it's very cool to come back here. You know, I love coming back to the city and kind of being around, and there's a lot of special moments that have come here.
Last one for you. You mentioned the good and the bad. You played at a lot of different levels of baseball in a lot of different places. I need to know, do you have a favorite road trip or road destination and a least favorite from all the places that minor league baseball has taken you?
You know, I gotta say, you know, just because it's personally special to me, this might be my favorite road spot. You know, all of the cities in the Cardinals organization that I played in or managed or coached in, those are always going to have like a special spot in my heart as well, because you know, they've had a major influence on me as a person. You know, I spent the bulk of the time in Springfield, Missouri, and I met my wife there. So I can't, and she's from St. Louis. So, you know, those places, you know, obviously for our family are pretty cool and pretty special. I don't know. There's so many, and honestly, like even the small towns, like the ones that you would think that were just absolutely awful, there's always, you know, there's always something, that's kind of cool about it, or nuanced. I can say specifically that the first few times that I went to Beloit, Wisconsin, when we were playing at you know, this old high school field, plus we were usually playing there earlier in the season or coaching, managing,
it's like 35
there,
degrees,
yeah, there's ice on the field, and it's just, you know, you can sit there and, you know, complain about it, but you know, as kind of, you know, went there a few times and started to explore the city and get out and get around, realized that number one, like the people are super nice. It's Wisconsin. And there were like some really, you know, they had built up some places around the actual debt. Like we weren't in Beloit, we were on the outskirts. And so when we got into, you know, the city itself, and we're, you know, there's a little area along a little river, so that's one of the cooler experiences that I've had in minor league baseball, is going to places that I probably never would have thought to go in my entire life, and then finding ways to, you know, explore, find a coffee shop, find somewhere to work out, find somewhere you know, to go sit down and read a book, like get your work done outside of the hotel. And you know, I'm very thankful for those experiences.
At the end of the day, we still get to work in basically a kid's game, yeah, and do it for a living.
Yeah, I've found that it seems to be very easy to be miserable in this game, but if you get perspective in real life, it's very easy to be happy and appreciative.
Well said. Well, thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you, you know, further on down the line this year. I know you've got some busy trips up, coming back down to Florida and the Dominican, etc. But sure, we'll see you at some point as the year continues.
Absolutely.
Green Jackets baseball when we come back here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Listening to the TaxSlayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
Well, beautiful action here under the Friday night lights at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Stadium, the Joe, here on the banks of the Atlantic in the Palmetto State. The Green Jackets have already clinched a share of this series. They have won four straight games, all three this week here in Charleston, looking to make it a season-high five-game win streak with a victory tonight. They'll be doing so with Owen Murphy on the mound. Fresh off his best start of his career, he struck out a career-high seven a week ago today. And on the mound for Charleston, who head out to the field tonight wearing their Friday night reds, is a man who the Green Jackets have absolutely pieced up this year. It's Johnny Cuevas out of College of Southern Nevada. The Green Jackets hit him for 12 hits and 9 runs over 5 1/3 innings across two separate starts earlier this year. The first start he made against the Green Jackets lasted only 1 1/3 innings. The Green Jackets ended up scoring 7 runs. They've homered twice off of him in the course of 5 innings plus. Lining it up today, Ethan Werkinger with a solo shot in each of his last two games leads it off. Justin Janis bats second. Bryson Worrell, yesterday's hero with a homer and a triple, is batting third. His ECU team is in action today. EJ Exposito bats cleanup with Jeremy Celedonio in the five hole, looking to reset himself after a rough last 2 weeks. Corey Acton, who's reached in all three games as a Green Jacket so far, bats sixth. Dawson Diamond in his old stadium bats seventh and is behind the plate. Tyler Collins plays in left field tonight and bats eighth. And a late change to the lineup as Alexander Thenn will be batting ninth. He went 0-3 with two strikeouts and a double play on Wednesday night. First pitch from Cuevas in for a strike to Ethan Werkinger, who homered in the first inning off of Cuevas back nearly a month ago, and he swings and misses here. It's 0-2. Cuevas, not a whole lot of velocity, not a whole lot of location either. A whip of close to 2 and an ERA of 7.34. This one's fouled off. It remains 0-2. Last night, the Green Jackets notched just their second come-from-behind victory in the ninth inning all season long. And the 0-2 pitch hammered towards third and threw into left field for a leadoff single. Werkinger will stop at first. Short turn. He'll go back to the bag. Green Jackets in their alternate greens with a camo down the front. As we mentioned before, Charleston in their reds with blue caps. That'll bring up Justin Janis. Last night, the Green Jackets trailed 3-2 entering the ninth inning. Justin Janis drew a leadoff walk, and then Bryson Worrell, who's on deck, tripled him home and then scored on a balk. First pitch to Janis, grounded up the middle and threw into center field for a base hit. Werkinger hits second and will remain there. Back-to-back singles to lead off the contest, and this is looking a lot like the Johnny Cuevas to the Green Jackets did some damage against back in Augusta. Remember, 12 hits, 9 runs, and I was talking to some of the guys in the clubhouse today. It could have been worse. They took him out after just 40 pitches and 7 runs allowed. The next time, he went 4 innings of work and still ended up giving up 5 hits and a couple of runs. Two aboard here as Bryson Worrell takes a ball. Green Jackets have won all three games this series after winning the series finale last Sunday against Kannapolis. Two aboard here, infield deep for Worrell. 1-0. Breaking ball, taken up and away, 2-0. The Green Jackets have not won a game here by more than 2 runs. They won 5-3 on Tuesday, 2-1 on Wednesday, and 4-3 last night. Green Jackets are finding ways to win, and Charleston finding ways to lose. 2-0, fouled off. Charleston, as of right now, are on a historically long losing streak in terms of where they've been in their last 10 games. They have dropped 8 of their last 9. They've given up just 3 runs per game over that time, but have only scored about 2. 19 runs over the last 9 games for the home side. The 2-1 pitch, fouled off, caught by the Catcher Julio Meza gets a rare appearance behind the plate today. He plays about one game a series. Did homer against the Green Jackets back three Fridays ago. 2-2. Worrell, the switch hitter, batting left. The pitch. Line towards the alley in right center field. Going over is Manzueta. It's going to drop in for a base hit. They are going to wave Workinger home. The throw comes into the outfield, and there will not be a third of the plate as it's an RBI double. Janis heads to third, and the Green Jackets have launched three straight base hits here to take a 1-0 lead in the top of the first. Bryson Worrell drives in another run, his third in the last two games, his third in his last four at-bats, as the Green Jackets are on top early. Workinger had to hold up, as did Janis, to see if Manzueta in right was going to catch that ball. He did not. EJ Exposito batting cleanup now with two aboard, and he'll line the first pitch down the right field line. That's going to clear the bases. One run is in. Waving around Worrell is Francisco Diaz at third. He comes in to score standing. It's a two RBI single for EJ Exposito. Four consecutive base hits to open up the game, and the Green Jackets have already matched last night's run total prior to the ninth inning here before an out has been recorded. This is shaping up to be a laugher on this Friday night. Two singles, an RBI double, and then a two RBI single. Exposito has now driven in four runs this series. He's now driven in runs in four of his last five games as well. We've got a mound visit here as Levy Romero is out to the mound to have a visit here. It's a little bit early to think about any action in the bullpen, just 11 pitches into the game, but the Green Jackets are now up to 16 hits and 12 runs scored against this particular pitcher just this year. He also struggled against Augusta last year when he made a start. So Exposito on first for Celedonio, who nearly gets hit, backs out of the way and takes a ball. EJ Exposito, with those two runs batted in, takes over the lead on the team with 25 runs batted in on the year. The 1-0 pitch gets the zone at 92. Again, the issue with Cuevas so far this season is that he throws a lot of strikes, but doesn't miss many bats, and not a whole lot of velocity either. Pickoff throw to first. Exposito dives back in safely. Cameron James plays at third for Charleston, with Ryan Spikes at short, Carlos Colmenares at second, and Xavier Isaac at first. Barrete in left, Diaz in center, and Manzueta in right, with Meza behind the plate. The 1-1 misses inside. The man behind the plate tonight is Travis Roberson. Cameron Jones is the man on the bases. You've got Cameron Jones, the base umpire, and Cameron James, both spelled with a K, playing third base for the home side. 3-0 Green Jackets on top. Still no one out in the top of the first. Pickoff throw comes over. It's picked well by Isaac. That was destined for the dugout, perhaps, had he not been able to get down and snag that. This has been a laborious first inning here for Johnny Cuevas, to say the least. 2-1 pitch, hammered towards third. Fielded and now bobbled by the third baseman. He throws to second for one, on to first, and they got him. A 5-4-3 double play will get Cuevas out of a bit of a jam, and now there's two away. James had dropped that ball initially. Celedonio does not run particularly well. So now two away for Corey Acton. 2-for-9 this series. He has reached in every game so far. Took a walk in the ninth inning. And Acton will take the first pitch high at 82. The tough going continues for Celedonio. 4 for his last 33 now, with 20 strikeouts and 2 double plays in that time. 2-0 to Acton as Cuevas misses wide the 2-0. In the dirt, 3-0. Acton, the lefty, small in stature, but has been great defensively this week. And he will take a strike here to make it 3-1. 3 runs on 4 hits already for the Green Jackets. When Augusta scores first, things go well. The pitch lined towards center field, but playable for Diaz, who goes back to make the catch on the line. Four consecutive base hits, though, begin the inning, and the Green Jackets score three times before they can send out Owen Murphy to the bump. Bottom one coming up, Green Jackets 3, and the Charleston River Dogs 0 here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Well, the Green Jackets have given Owen Murphy plenty of room to work here as he heads out to the mound to make another start on a Friday night. He has started every Friday game for the Green Jackets so far this season, and he's doing so right now with a 3-0 cushion. The Green Jackets score three times before making an out in the first. This will be Murphy's eighth appearance on the year. 1-2 is the record, an ERA of just over 2. He has struck out 36 batters and walked just 12 with a whip of 1.25. Last time out, went four innings, gave up three hits, and struck out 7. He said it was his best outing of the season. Gave up 2 solo homers, but solo shots don't kill you, as he said. Leading it off, Carlos Colmenares. And he'll pop the first pitch up, foul and out of play. The River Dogs are playing a very heavily rotated lineup tonight. They rest all three of their best hitting players on Fridays, and they have done so all year. The 0-1 in on the outside corner for a strike, 0-2. Colmenares, Spikes, Isaac batting 1 through 3. James, Manzueta, and Diaz batting 4 through 6. Borete, Galarraga, and Meza batting 7 through 9. 0-2 pitch taken up high. That time missed with a... Well, that's not right. It missed with a fastball. There is a glitch on the video board that has that showing up at 121 miles an hour, which for some reason I tend to doubt. This one swung on and missed. Got him with a breaking ball at 84, which is a little bit more believable than 121. And down on strikes goes Colmenares. That'll bring up the leader in strikeouts on this team, Ryan Spikes. 0 for 10 this series. He's got 54 Ks on the year to lead the River Dogs. Green Jackets up 3-0, just underway here. 77 degrees. Wind is blowing out to right field. The righty Spikes. Check swings this one foul. On deck is Xavier Isaac, who's been one of the more productive bats in his two games played so far this week. Owen won the count, the pitch. Fouled off, and now landing in fair territory. Diamond picks it up, and he's not going to have a play. It's going to be an infield single. It looked like that might have hit in foul territory, but they're going to rule it fair. And Spikes works his way aboard with a swinging bunt. One on and one away here in the bottom of the first. So that'll bring up Xavier Isaac. Isaac, last year's first-round draft pick of this team. And the big lefty steps in and takes a strike at 92. On base, Spikes. The Green Jackets have had real success controlling the running game over the course of the 10 games now between these two teams. Charleston are 11 for 24 on stolen bases. The 0-1 popped up. Playable for the shortstop, Exposito on the grass. Now coming into the dirt, he'll make the catch, two away. Alexander 10 plays at third. EJ Exposito at short. Corey Acton at second. Justin Janis at first. Dawson Diamond is behind the plate. Tyler Collins is in left tonight. Ethan Workinger in center. And Bryson Worrell will play in right field for the 10th time this year. And that'll bring up Cameron James, one for his last 30. Runner on first, two away. Murphy working from the stretch. The pitch is taken just wide. Change up to start him off at 86. The Green Jackets have won all three games this series so far, although they have made them close. The 1-0 fizzes in at 92 for a strike. Murphy, just over 6 feet tall, was initially a Notre Dame commit, was last year's perfect game two-way player of the season. Hit well over 500 and also threw four perfect games. He'll pick off over to first here, not in time. Made three starts with Augusta last fall after a couple of weeks in the complex after being drafted 20th overall. 1-1 the count. The big righty James in. Runners going. The pitch is popped up. Murphy, the pitcher, will give way to Alexander 10, and 10 makes the catch between the third base bag and the mound. A strikeout, a swinging bunt single, and then two very soft pop-outs. And the Green Jackets take a 3-0 lead as we head to the top of inning number two. Green Jackets 3. They will have 7, 8, and 9 coming up when we come back.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip. Socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Malgré tous les coups de grâce, moi j'ai pas changé. Je deviens mauvais quand faut ramener à manger.
Back here at the Joe, sold out Joseph P. Riley Jr. Stadium in Charleston, South Carolina. Green Jackets on top 3-0. They'll have Diamond, Collins, and Alexander 10 due up in this half inning. The Green Jackets started off this game last inning with two straight singles and an RBI double from Bryson Worrell drove home a run before EJ Exposito singled Worrell and Janis home. And we are now at 3-0 with a seven-man Dawson Diamond leading it off. Dawson Diamond was part of the Charleston Riverdogs last season in the first month and a half before being acquired by the Braves organization. He'll take ball one. He went 0-for-3 in his return to the Joe a couple of days ago. 1-0 hits him, and he will take his base the hard way. 83 mile an hour pitch that is being pulled up as a fastball, but must be a changeup. So Diamond on first, being held on by Isaac, and that'll bring up Tyler Collins. He has performed well in the batter's box of late. He's also hit Johnny Cuevas on the mound quite well, 2-for-4 with a double against Cuevas. This series, 2-for-7 with two stolen bases and an RBI. Since being moved out of the leadoff spot, he's hitting almost 300. He'll take a ball here. It's 1-1, hitting 290 over his last 10 games. And in 9 of those 10, he has batted either 7th or 8th. Got great speed. He's got the third baseman in on the grass, respecting the bunt. The 1-1 pitch in the dirt. Both teams with fairly rested bullpens. The Green Jackets used three arms in relief last night, but just one arm in relief the previous two. Pickoff throw to first. Diamond slides back in, just safe. Not a big lead for Dawson Diamond, and nor is he all that great of a threat to run. In fact, he's the only Green Jackets player not to attempt a stolen base this year. Andrew Keck was the other one, but he tried one a couple of weeks ago as taking a ball low and in the dirt is Collins. It's 3-1. On deck is Alexander Tan. It was initially going to be Francisco Floyd in the nine hole playing third, but he was scratched about 8 minutes before first pitch. Hitters count to TC, to 3-1. Line fouled on the left field line, heading over towards the Budweiser Pavilion and out of play. You know, I lent my car to a couple of the players earlier today so they could run to the gas station and pick up some energy drinks, etc. And I hope they remembered to park closer towards fairground. Collins chops this one to short. Fielded, thrown to second for one, on to first, and they got him. So the second double play induced by Cuevas today, as they go 6-4-3. Nice play by Spikes at short. And that'll bring up Alexander Tain. 1-for-8 in his young Green Jackets career. The first pitch swinging. And he goes down to the count 0-1. The pitch. Chopped towards first. Isaac fields it on a hop, and he'll take it to the bag himself. So an early hit by pitch, but nothing else as the Green Jackets get doubled up for the second time in as many innings. Bottom of the second coming up. Green Jackets on top, 3-0.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You know the song is not to try to check us. Papa is here like a Malcolm.
Back here for the bottom of the second inning. Green Jackets on top 3-0. Owen Murphy comes back out to the mound. He will have 5, 6, and 7. Manzueta, Diaz, and Barrette do up. O'Neill Manzueta leads it off, playing in just his fourth game since coming back down from High A Bowling Green. 2-for-12 on the series. Hit a ninth inning home run on Tuesday night to make it a two-run game with two away. In fact, he was actually down to his final strike when he hit that pitch out over the left field scoreboard, but it was too little too late. He takes ball one. Infield deep, respecting his pop. The 1-0. Popped up. Center field. Now carrying with the wind. Going back to the track is Werkinger. He looks up and he can't get there. It bounces off the wall. Manzueta heads for third, and he will get there standing up. Well, Werkinger just lost that ball in the wind that was easily playable, and it'll likely be a triple. looking at the replay. Yeah, he just missed it. He jumped up to try and grab it and just went right underneath his glove. So that'll likely be scored a hit. No errors needed, but a runner is now on third, and this pitch is swung on and missed by Diaz. First triple of the year for Manzueta. John Diaz comes into today hitting 213. He'll take this one up and away to make it 1-1. 0-for-3 with a walk in his only other game of action this series. Infield deep here, up 3-0. Runner on third, the 1-1. Flown to center field, that'll get one run home. As going back is Werkinger to the track, and he will make this catch. Manzueta will score without a throw. But it's an RBI sacrifice fly, and the River Dogs are on the board, 3-1 Augusta. So now one away, no one on. Christopher Berrete, the next man to bat. The lefty squares to bunt and pushes one down the third base line, but it's foul over towards the coach's box. Myrtle Beach walked off Salem last night in the 10th inning, meaning they came into today tied with the Green Jackets for second place. However, Myrtle Beach is down 2-0 already. 0-1, checked his swing, and did not go. Green Jackets two games back of first place Columbia coming into tonight. 1-1 pitch taken up high. Augusta 8-2 in their last 10 games, the second best record in all of the Carolina League in that span. Meanwhile, Fredericksburg on a 7-game winning streak right now. 2-1 flown to shallow right field, coming in is Worrell, and he will make the catch two away. Fredericksburg have walked off twice in that 7-game win streak as well. Two away and no one on. One run home courtesy of the leadoff triple from O'Neill Manzueta, and the left-hand batting Galarraga next up. He flies this one to center field. Going back is Werkinger to the track, but he has room, and he will make the catch. Well, a triple and then three consecutive flyouts, one of which was a sacrifice fly, retire the side. It's 3-1 Augusta as we head to the third here in Charleston on this Friday night.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win, sometimes we try to fit it all in, sometimes we don't know what's in store, sometimes we find what we're looking for, sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Top of the third inning, Green Jackets give up a run in the bottom of the second, courtesy of a leadoff triple and a sack fly, but maintain a two-run lead here. It is 3-1. Top of the lineup, two up here. Green Jackets sent up three men to the plate last inning, courtesy of the second double play of the game. When the Green Jackets score first, they are 12-11. When the Green Jackets score in the first inning, they are 8-5. The biggest predictor of success, though, this year has been if they out-hit their opponents, as Werkner steps in and takes a ball. When the Green Jackets have more hits than their opponent, they are 19-4. 1-0. Werkner looks it off in the dirt. There are two arms getting limber, not throwing yet, but getting active on the bands out in the Charleston bullpen already. The 2-0. He's crushed. Right field. Going back is Manzueta. Does Werkner have a third in 3 days? He does! Ethan Werkner hits his third solo home run in a matter of 48 hours. And the Green Jackets extend the lead back to 3 as he clears the right field fence with ease. Eighth homer of the year for Ethan Quinton Werkner. And EQ is red hot. Justin Janis next up, and he gives this one a ride towards left field, but Barrette doesn't have to move, and he will make the catch. Bryson Worrell next up. He'll take a ball up and away. Green Jackets now on top, 4-1. Ethan Werkner 2-for-2 now. He's hitting 400 this series. The 1-0 swung on a miss, got him out in front on a changeup. Green Jackets have hit 11 home runs in their last 10 games. They continue to lead the Carolina League by almost double digits. And Ethan Werkner now moves one shy of the league lead in home runs. How about that? He came into this series with 5, and he's leaving with at least 8, as this one is swung on and missed. First strikeout of the day for Cuevas. That'll bring up E.J. Exposito, a pair of runs batted in earlier in this one, back in the first. Exposito now tied for 8th in the league in RBI. And he'll take a strike from Cuevas. Werkner now tied with Creed Willems of Delmarva and David McCabe of formerly of the Green Jackets, now of the Rome Braves on 8 homers. They just trail Tim Elko, the 3 of them, by 1. 0-2 on Exposito, no one on. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts to close off the frame. But the third homer in 3 days for E.J. Exposito sends us to the bottom of inning number 3. The Green Jackets back on top, 4-1.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Well, the Green Jackets have restored their 3-run lead, courtesy of Ethan Werkner's 8th homer of the season, his 3rd in as many days. He needs one more home run, by the way, to match David McCabe for the most homers in a series by an Augusta player this year. The Green Jackets now hit an absolutely astronomical number of homers, especially since the turn of the calendar from April to May. That homer by Werkner is home run. I believe it's home run number 40. We'll get you that official number in just one moment. That is number 41 of the season for Augusta. Every player but one on the active roster has at least one round tripper. Ethan Werkinger now has six since the conclusion of April. Julio Meza leads it off as he takes a strike. 9-1 and 2 to up this half inning. Oh, 1 in for a strike. 0-2. Murphy on the bump, the 0-2 pitch, checked his swing, and did not go around. Murphy gets the luxury right now of pitching with a big lead and an offense that is absolutely electrifyingly hot. Nothing's been able to hold them down the last 10 days or so. 1-2 pitch, grounded towards third and just foul. Two, low and away. Meza got his only homer of the year off the Green Jackets, and he breaks his bat here and launches this one into center field. It bloops down for a base hit. As coming over to cut it off is Collins and left. That bat shattered, and the fragment of the bat landed all the way over by Francisco Floyd at third base. So Carlos Colmenares next up. He struck out to begin the game for the River Dogs. First pitch here, checked his swing, taken up high. Meza, not a runner. One step lead off of the first base back. The 1-0, taken inside 2-0. Pitch fouled off, 2-1. Murphy relatively comfortable out on the mound, struck out those seven batters his last time out, and the week before that he gave up a leadoff home run to Rafael Morel, but then bounced back real nicely and picked up his first professional win. In his last nine innings of work, he has struck out 12 and given up just six hits. The pitch here, flown foul and out of play, 2-2. He has given up two earned runs or fewer, that is, in every outing this year. Two and two the count here as he looks to fan Colmenares for the second time. 2-2. Just fouled off. Good patience at the plate by Colmenares, who has had the most discerning eye of any River Dogs player against the Green Jackets this year. 8 walks over his 9 games. Odalis Piguero, second on that list with 7. He has not yet played this series. 2-2. Taken just low, 3-2. Piguero suffered a facial injury after fouling a ball off in last week's series. He's not on the injured list, but also has not yet appeared. Pickoff throw to first, diving back in safely is Meza. One aboard here and no one out in the bottom inning number 3. And the pitch. Popped foul and out of play, back behind home plate, and it ricochets off the roof, and a catch is made by a young fan right in front of the mascot. 3-2 once more, and that one sails up and away, taking ball four. So two aboard and no one out. Murphy has his infield back here, and the first pitch is taken just outside by Spikes. Murphy's last bad outing came against this team. It was his shortest start of the year. He went just two innings. Struggled with his pitch count in that one, 55 pitches through two frames, and that's why he was removed. He gets a strike to fall here against Spikes, who had a nubber turn into a single back in the first. Meza on second, and Colmenares on first. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him on a slider. The 1-2. Taken just, oh, they called it strike three, an incredibly late call there from the home plate umpire. He motioned with his right hand. we're sharing a look with the official scorers, and we're sharing a look. We can see into the official scorers booth here to our left. It looked like the umpire was calling it a ball outside, and then all of a sudden he motioned back towards home plate to do the punch out there, and it ends up being a strikeout looking. So one away as Xavier Isaac steps in and swings over the top of a pitch. It's 0-1. Good to know that I wasn't the only one fooled on that call. A 1 driven high in the air to right field. It's deep. Whirls on the track, and it's gone. Wow, that one just over the right field fence. That was a moonshot a mile high that just cleared the wall. And out of nowhere, it's a brand new ball game. We're all tied up 4-4. So Cameron James next up. He'll pop the first pitch up. Playable possibly for Diamond behind home plate. He sheds the mask and is able to make the catch, coming up against the mesh netting for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up O'Neill Manzueta. All tied up now 4-4. Fourth homer of the year for Xavier Isaac. The wind blowing out to right center field. Have to think in a windless environment that ends up caught on the warning track. Worrell seemed to have a pretty good read on it, and it just dropped over the fence. First pitch here in for a strike. A 1 breaking ball, caught on and missed. It's 0-2. Home run starting to affect Murphy a little bit. He's now given up four homers in his last three outings. Trying to get through this third inning here. The 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, grounded down the third baseline, but foul, fielded by Tyree Thompson guarding the bullpen. Looks like Chad Bryant is the man up and warming. Once again, the 0-2. The pitch from Murphy, fouled off into the stands. (Clears Once again, 0-2, breaking ball, fouled off, this time down the third baseline. And again, another foul ball here. The Green Jackets, again, have a very fresh bullpen. They used Nolan Martinez yesterday for the bulk of the innings. Got a save from closer Ellison Joseph. 0-2 pitch taken high all the way to the backstop. This has now been a 7-pitch at-bat. 8th pitch upcoming. 1-2, taken down low, 2-2. Pitch held off. It's another ball. It's 3-2. So a full count with no one aboard and two away. The pitch is taken outside, ball four. The pitch count for this inning is beginning to become a bit of a concern for Owen Murphy as a 10 pitch at bat is limiting him here. Runner on first, now with two away. Murphy now up to 53 pitches as the first pitch is taken in the dirt, 1-0. Pitch fouled off. It's 1-1. The man in the box, Diaz, had a sacrifice fly in the second inning. Murphy only has two more pitches to work with before he hits that 30-pitch mark for the inning. The 1-1. Chopped foul towards the dugout and off the protective netting down the first base line. So 1-2, the count. Manzueta on at first, being held on by Janis. The pitch taken just outside. Tried to backdoor a slider there. So 2-2. The pitch popped up, foul down the first baseline. Justin Janis goes over to the dugout, but it drifts out over onto the concourse. So once again, 2-2 the count. With two away. The pitch, breaking ball, taken wide, ball three. I think this is going to end up being Murphy's last batter, regardless of the outcome. He had given up just the one run, did the first two innings of work, but then a single, a walk, and a three-run homer, followed by another walk, have really driven up the pitch count on this young arm. The 3-2, popped up, should be playable. This should end the inning. Going over towards the second base side of things is this fly ball. Exposito, the shortstop, will back up and make the catch to retire the side. But seven men bat and three of them score. And we're all tied up after three. It's 4-4 going to the top of the fourth here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here in Charleston, it is now 4-4 the score. Jeremy Celedonio in to lead it off. Green Jackets were up 3-0 and then 4-1, and we're all tied up 4-4 now. Celedonio, who grounded into a double play in the first, takes a strike here. 0-1 on the inside corner for a strike, 0-2. Action-packed game so far. And the pitch grounded foul. Celedonio batting just 162. Struggling at the plate in the last couple of weeks. Had two homers in the series versus Myrtle Beach. And he'll take a pitch up high here to make it 1-2. The pitch grounded toward short. Backhanded well by Spikes. Long throw across the diamond in time. So one away. Corey Acton next to the plate. Lefty Acton steps in, first pitch, taken just wide. One, one. Pitch misses outside and wide. Couple of arms warming, one in each bullpen right now. It is a Starlin Rodriguez who looks like he's getting ready on the mound. Acton flies this one to right center field. Center fielder Diaz going over, and he'll make the catch on the grass. So two away now for Dawson Diamond. Got hit by a pitch his first time up. And Diamond will take a first pitch curveball for a strike. Two away, no one on. Green Jackets with five hits, but none since the solo shot by Workinger to begin the third. This one outside, 1-1. Flown into right field. Back is Manzueta. He stops in front of the warning track to make the catch. And the Green Jackets go down in order. Six straight retired by Cuevas. So we've got a pitching change for the Green Jackets as we hit the bottom of the fourth. It is 4-4. And we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back here at the Joe, bottom of the fourth coming up. It is Estarlin Rodriguez in to make his third Green Jackets appearance of the season. Rodriguez, last time out, gave up a run on the second game of the doubleheader. He gave up one run in one inning, but the Green Jackets ended up winning that game pretty handily. So far with the Green Jackets this season, he has made two appearances and gone 4 1/3 innings of work, giving up two hits and a run. He's walked two and struck out four in that time as well. And he comes into the game when we are all tied up. Owen Murphy's night is done. Final line, less than flattering for Murph this evening. Barrette in to lead it off, and he will check his swing and hold up here on the first pitch. 7, 8, and 9 due up. Murphy's final line. Three innings of work, four hits, four runs all earned, two walks, two strikeouts, and a homer, fourth homer allowed of the year by Murphy. The 1-0 pitch, slider in for a strike. Rodriguez, 23 years of age, made over 30 appearances last year for Augusta. Started off the year with 9 appearances in Rome before rejoining the Green Jackets. 1-1, cut on and missed, fooled him with a slide move there, and it's 1-2. A week from today at SRP Park is the Vaughn Grissom bobblehead giveaway. You're not going to want to miss that one. 1-2, swing and a miss. Strike three, and down on strikes goes Barrette. Had a chance to catch up with Vaughn Grissom today over Zoom, and we'll be releasing parts of that as this week goes on. Gwinnett right now is up 7-0 over the Norfolk Tides. 7 runs on 10 hits through 4 1/3 innings. As taking a strike here is Angel Galarraga. Vaughn Grissom, 2 for 3 with 2 runs batted in. Not going to say I had anything to do with it, but you never know. 0-1, cut on and missed with a changeup. Oh, and 2, no one on, one away. All tied up at 4 here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch grounded towards second. It's cut off by the first baseman, Janis. Race to the bag between the pitcher and the runner. And it's the pitcher who wins. And down via the 1-3, rather 3-1, is Galarraga. Janis had to come a long way to play that one. And that will bring up Julio Meza, singled on a broken bat flyout his first time up. Had to dodge a bat that shattered into a couple of pieces. And the first pitch to him now, grounded down the third baseline, but foul into the Green Jackets bullpen. Oh, 1. Slider taken down low. Rodriguez has some pretty good numbers when coming in relief over the course of his career. Less than a third of the runners that he has inherited when coming into the game, have scored. 1-1 here, misses up and in, 2-1. Did pitch against Charleston a couple of times last year. This one taken high, and it's 3-1. Had a couple of good outings against the River Dogs. Ended up going for a total of 6 2/3 innings of work, giving up 4 hits in that time and 2 runs. 3-1, up and in, ball 4. So Meza works his way on for the second time. Leadoff man aboard, rather, excuse me, leadoff man up to the plate. Carlos Colmenares 0-1 with a walk and a strikeout. Runner on first as Colmenares takes ball one. One oh, fouled off, and that one hits off the window of the scorer's booth to our left. Didn't leave a mark, though, so score one for the glass here in the press box, the Joseph P. Riley Stadium. The 1-1 pitch in for a strike with a fastball on the outside, corner 1-2. Green Jackets will have 8-9-1 due up next half inning. Collins, Floyd, and Workinger. One, two. Sliced foul towards the Green Jackets dugout. Green Jackets trainer Julian Rip had to do a do-si-do there to get out of the way. Once again, 1-2, the pitch popped foul. The high run total for either team this series is 5, and that was the Green Jackets on Tuesday, as this pitch is drilled right center field and deep, and it is off the bottom of the wall. That's going to bring in the go-ahead run. The throw is cut off by the second baseman, and just like that, it's 5-4. So a go-ahead RBI double for Colmenares has made it 5-4 as we've got a pitch clock violation here. It's 1-0 on Spikes, who is 1-2. 5-4 now the score. River Dogs looking like they are trying to snap this long losing drought. As this one's in for a strike, 1-1. One pitch, taken for a strike on the outside corner. Big lead on second for Colmenares, not being held on here with two away. 1-2, grounded foul off the end of the bat. Everyone getting set now. Spikes in the box. 1-2 pitch. Lays off a breaking ball. Outside 2-2. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. But a run does come in to score, and for the first time tonight, the Green Jackets trail 5-4 as we hit the fifth inning here in Charleston, North Carolina. Excuse me, South Carolina. Whoops.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back here for the top of the fifth inning here at the Joseph P. Riley Jr. Stadium in Charleston, South Carolina. Not North Carolina. Here in the Carolinas. The Green Jackets have yet to play a game outside of the Carolinas, by the way. Tyler Collins leads it off. Quavaugh still on the mound. It looked like he was going to struggle to get out of the first inning. They had an arm warming up in the first. But a couple of double plays have really saved him today. And he now has a lead to work with as he gets a strike here on Collins. It's 1-1. 5-4 now the score. Already the highest scoring game of this series, and we have yet to hit the halfway mark as Collins swings and misses. It's 1-2. Cuevas gives up three runs in that first, but just one since. 1-2. Grounded towards first base, fielded by Isaac. He will run it to the bag himself and get there in time. That'll bring up Alexander Ten. Singled in his third at-bat with the Green Jackets and is hitless in the sixth since then. He'll fly this first pitch to shallow left center field. The left fielder, Barrette, is over to make the catch. Making eight consecutive batters retired. That'll bring up Ethan Werkinger, 2-for-2 today. 3-for-5 with two home runs against the man on the mound, Cuevas. Green Jackets down one, not for Werkinger's lack of trying. Single and a homer today. He'll take the first pitch of the dirt. Outside, 2-0. Green Jackets have yet to draw a walk tonight. Flown off the end of the bat. Shallow right field. Manzueta coming in quickly. He's not going to get there, and it's going to be a third hit of the day for Ethan Werkinger, who is now 3-for-3, two singles and a homer. Manzueta was playing very deep, and it would have required something special for him to get there in time. Sixth hit of the day for the Green Jackets. Half belonged to Ethan Werkinger. Stepping in and taking the first pitch outside is Justin Janis. A single and a flyout for him today. Workinger's going. The pitch grounded foul off of Janice's shin. One and one, shallow lead for Workinger, two away. The pitch taken in the dirt. Pickoff throw over to first. Workinger slides back in safely. Some fans thought that throw might have beat him there. Two and one. Workinger again widens his lead. Green Jackets down a run. The pitch to Janice. Sliced down the left field line. Foul. And a fan reaches up to make a nice play with a bare hand. So two and two. Cuevas looking for maybe his third strikeout of the day. And the pitch, line foul again by Janice, and a fan who brought a glove makes a nice catch. That's the way to do it. If you're a young kid, bring your glove to the ballpark and made a nice catch there. Pickoff there to first again, not in time. Two-two, grounded foul down the first baseline. A good at bat here from Janice, to no one's surprise. Eight pitches seen already by the player who sees more pitches for the Green Jackets than anyone else. Workinger off of first. Time is called by Justin Janice to reset everything here. Workinger dancing. 2-2. Grounded up the middle, but the second baseman is there, and he fires the first for the out that retires the side. Cuevas gives up three runs in the first and then just one in the next four frames, and he's put himself in line for the win through four and a half here in Charleston. Green Jackets down 5-4.
With Well Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Well Business. Visit switch2wellbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. Two-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from WOW for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at WOWWay.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms and fees apply.
With Well Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Well Business. Visit switch2wellbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. Two-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Green Jackets down 5-4. As Xavier Isaac, a homer his last time up, steps in. Rodriguez on the mound. First pitch in for a strike at 92. Isaac, the 6'4 lefty, takes the pitch low. It's 1-1. 18 runs batted in now on the year. With an 8.12 OPS, second on the team. 1-1 inside 2-1. One pitch caught on miss 2-2. Isaac did not see any action in the first series between these two teams because he was unofficially hurt with a hand injury and they let him rest up. Top prospect and no need to rush someone back. And he has been good in the 3 weeks since then with three homers in that time. They'll take ball three outside. He homered last Sunday and homered tonight. 3-2 pitch. Cut on and missed. And he goes down on strikes. All five of his home runs, by the way, have come in the last 30 days. But he's down on strikes here. And that'll bring up Cameron James 0-2 with two pop-outs. First pitch swing, and he's underneath it. It's 0-1. James, one for his last 32, really floundering at the plate, given an opportunity to bat cleanup today, hitting just 205. Four homers and 16 runs batted in. The 0-1 checked his swing. It's in the zone regardless, 0-2. No one aboard after top of the fifth, and this one swung on and missed. Second strikeout of the inning, fourth of the day for Rodriguez, and there's quickly two away. That'll bring up O'Neill Manzueta. A triple and a walk for him today. Five runs, five hits for the River Dogs, and they are on top in this one, 5-4. Green Jackets with six hits. Coming into today, Charleston only had 18 hits over the three games. As this one misses outside, it's 2-0. The Green Jackets were relatively dominant on all sides of the ball. 2-0 pitch, misses low and away, 3-0. The River Dogs had also left 13 men on base. They've only left three on there tonight, and they've worked more walks as well, and they're going to work another one here as a four-pitch walk is taken by Manzueta. So John Diaz next to the plate. Sack fly and a pop-up for him. Two away, runner on first in the bottom of the fifth inning. First pitch in the zone for a strike. The 0-1. Just misses outside. Smaller zone than usual tonight for Travis Roberson behind the plate. And the count is 1-1. The pitch chopped softly off the end of the bat. Rodriguez fields it. He throws to first for the out. So no run score in this half inning. And we head to the sixth inning. Green Jackets still down 5-4 here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Cuevas back out to the mound here for the top of the sixth inning. He has quieted the Green Jackets for the majority of this ball game. It is 5-4 with the home River Dogs on top. Meat of the lineup coming up, though, Bryson Worrell, followed by E.J. Exposito and Jeremy Celedonio as Worrell takes a ball, an RBI double and a strikeout for the ECU man today. 1-0 pitch taken up and away. Two-oh pitch, driven to left field. Going over is Diaz, the center fielder, and it's over his head. It bounces off the base of the wall. Worrell is into second. He wants third. He runs through a stop sign. The throw in from the shortstop is not in time. It's dropped, and he will stay at third. It's going to be a triple for the second straight day, his third triple of the season, to tie him for second in the league. And the tying run is now on third base, so he is having himself quite a series. Infield comes in to protect the lead as Exposito takes a ball, but they appeal up the middle, and he went around on a check swing. Tying run now 90 feet away with no one out. Exposito already leads the team and runs batted in. A chance to add to that here and tie it up. And he'll swing and miss here. It's 0-2. And two pitch. Swung and a missed in the dirt, and they're going to make him throw to first to get the out, but Worrell will stay put, and there's one away. Second strikeout of the day for Exposito, and that'll bring up Celedonio 0-2 with a double play and a ground out. Would be a good time to break out of the funk. He will take a strike. One away. Infield remains in. A man is up and warming in the bullpen for Augusta. The 0-1. Grounded foul 0-2. Celedonio awaits the 0-2 pitch. And it swung on and missed, tied him up on the inside part of the plate. He is really struggling right now, and there's two away. So Corey Acton is the next man up. Worrell led off the inning with a triple, but back-to-back strikeouts have Cuevas real close to getting through the sixth frame of action here today. As Acton takes a ball, and it gets away, but it's stopped eventually by Meza. ...78 pitches now for Cuevas. 1-0. Swing and a miss. It's 1-1. No one holding on Worrell at third, and he's got a fairly sizable lead towards the plate. 1-1 pitch, taken just high, 2-1. On deck is Dawson Diamond, 0-1. Bottom of the order tonight from Acton on down, has yet to get a base hit. In fact, from Celedonio on down, batters 5-9, yet to get a base hit in this one. 2-1, grounded off the end of the bat towards second. Charging it is the second baseman, Cole Menares. He'll flip to first for the out. The Green Jackets squander a leadoff triple, and we go to the bottom of the sixth inning with the score 5-4, River Dogs on top.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from WOW for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at WOWWay.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Beautiful pink sky descending over the fields here in Charleston as Chad Bryant has come into the game for Augusta. Rodriguez goes two innings in relief, strikes out four. He's on the hook for the loss right now, though, as he gives up a run and walks two. Bryant comes into today with a 6.94 ERA. He's looked a lot more solid in recent times, making his eighth appearance on the season. Last time out, went two innings of work and struck out three. In his previous outing, he picked up the win against Myrtle Beach, going an inning of scoreless work with two hits allowed in that one. Squaring to bunt and pushing one down foul here is Barrette. 0-1 with Bryant on the mound, the righty out of Alabama. Barrette is 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. One pitch, swing and a miss. Well, it's like they always say, red sky at night, sailors delight. Red sky at morning, sailors take warning. This is a red sky in the evening, so good weather perhaps on the way. 0-2 pitch, driven towards right center field, going back is Werkinger to the track, and he makes the catch running into the wall. Oh, he dropped the ball, and everyone's going to be safe. Werkinger had it in his glove, and he dropped it. And Barrette kept running, and he will be safe at second. We'll see how they score that one, as we've got a pitch clock violation on the batter here. And it's 0-1. Galarraga at the plate. Well, Barrette all of a sudden looked like he was on his way to an 0-for-3. And instead, ends up with they are ruling a double. First pitch here popped up. Diamond going behind home plate as he awaits it. It drops in to the crowd. It's 0-2 because of the automatic strike on the pitch clock violation to Galarraga. This outfield has caused some trouble for both teams this week. A lot of misplayed fly balls, a lot of funky bounces. Bryant misses inside here. It's 1-2. Runner on second. Green Jackets down one. Bryant with a big pitch upcoming here and a big at-bat. The pitch swung on a miss. It gets away from the catcher, Diamond, who now has a runner caught between second and third. The throw comes to second, and out is Barrette. So smart play there by Diamond to catch the lead runner, Barrette, leaning. It'll go down as a swinging strikeout for Galarraga, who makes it to first base. Barrette, who doubled in fluky style to lead off the frame, is caught 2-5-6. And we'll see if they score that a caught stealing as well. And the first pitch here in for a strike to Meza, a single and a walk for him. A one. In the dirt, and they've got a runner picked off. Janis throws to second, and they got him again. Two base runners taken off the base paths by the Green Jackets already, and now there's no one on. Two outs. Pitch in for a strike to Galarraga. It's 1-2. They are still trying to input the scoring on the previous out. And the 1-2 pitch swung on and missed in the dirt. Diamond picks it up, throws to first, and it's a two-strike count frame for Chad Bryant, who pushes the scoreless streak now to four innings. To the seventh we go, still 5-4. Green Jackets down in this one on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Back here in Charleston for the seventh inning, and the day is over for starting pitcher Johnny Cuevas. Well, the Green Jackets torched him in the first inning. They got three runs on four hits, and then after that, they got just one run on three hits over the next five innings. Six innings of work, and the final line, six innings, seven hits, four runs, all earned, four strikeouts. He didn't give up the one home run. And we have a pitching change. and it is Jeff Hakenson in, and he will have 7, 8, and 9. Hakenson missed all of last year with an injury, 24 years of age, out of Central Florida. First pitch to Diamond, fouled off. 11th appearance of the year for Hakenson. He did start one game on short notice against the Green Jackets so far this year. 2 1/3 innings of work, 2 hits, 4 runs, and a homer. 0-1, Diamond lines one to center field. Going back is the center fielder, and Diaz makes the catch. Diaz got turned around, but ended up making the play. Tyler Collins next up. The Green Jackets with 7 hits in this one. 3 have come from Workinger, 2 from Bryson Worrell, and then 1 each for Janice and Exposito. The pitch is taken inside, and again, the Green Jackets not patient enough at the plate. Yet to draw a walk today. They drew just one yesterday. 1-0, swing and a miss, 1-1 against Hakenson. 6 feet tall, 185 pounds, fifth rounder back in 2020.
This is a victory.
1-1, fouled off the mask of the catcher, Meza. Collins looking for a base hit here, but he swings and misses and is down on strikes. And there's 2 away. Next up, Alexander Ten takes a strike. He's down in the count 0-1. The Green Jackets have not got a single base hit from batters 5 through 9. They are now a combined 0-14 with 2 double plays as well. 0-1, swung on and missed. Oh, and 2, swing and a miss, strike 3. And the Green Jackets go down in order very meekly against Jeff Hakenson. And as always, it's 7th inning stretch time, which means we will keep it here for Take Me Out to the Ballgame. Green Jackets down 5-4. Back here in Charleston, it is 5-4. They set up a firework there after the 7th inning stretch and take me out to the ballgame. I was not expecting that. It is a fireworks night here at the Joe. Carlos Colmenares in to lead it off here on the bottom of the frame. Chad Bryant back out to the mound. And the first pitch swung on and missed. Elsewhere around the league, Carolina leading Lynchburg going into the top of the ninth. 3-2 the score there. 0-1 pitch in the dirt, 1-1. Down East is up 6-1 on Columbia. Fayetteville and Kannapolis are all tied at 2. 1-1 pitch. Misses low. Delmarva up 4-3 on Fredericksburg, courtesy of a 4-run fifth. And the pitch crushed. Right field by Colmenares, and this one is long gone. Into the marsh and out of here. Light show goes off here at the Joe, and it doubles the lead. 6-4 now the score, as that ball was absolutely drilled. And Bryant misses in the dirt. Home run number 2 of the season for Colmenares. Green Jackets have given up a pair of bombs tonight. And it might be another one off the end of the bat. Whirl back to the warning track, and he'll have room to make the catch. Nearly a second long ball. And now the man who hit the first homer. It is Xavier Isaac, 1-for-3 with a 3-run home run. First pitch is in for a strike at 85. Seventh hit of the day, and two of them have left the yard for the home side. 6-4 the score, bottom seven. The 0-1 pitch caught on and missed. Green Jackets led 3-0 and then 4-1, and now 5 unanswered runs has made it a 6-4 ball game. 0-2, and the pitch swung on and missed. Got him with a changeup off the outside part of the plate. Third strikeout for Bryant. Two away now for James. James takes a slider away. It's 1-0. The pitch fouled off, 1-1. James now hitting just a bit above 200, 204. Trying to stay above that dreaded Mendoza line. 1-1 the count. The pitch is taken inside. Green Jackets have given up 7 hits, but 5 of them have been for extra bases. The 2-1 hits him on the head, as that one just sailed up and in, and he will take his base. That one slipped. So runner on first with 2 away for Manzueta, yet to be retired today. A triple and 2 walks. And the first pitch here fouled off. The pitch, slider taken low. 1-1. Bryant trying to get through the second inning of work. Green Jackets will have Didier Fuentes getting the start tomorrow against Yoniel Curet, while Adam Shoemaker will go against Alex Ayala Jr. in Sunday's series finale. 1-1 the count, the pitch taken low. The pitch popped up on the infield. Bryant, the pitcher, wants it. Now he'll give way, and it's the shortstop Exposito who will make the catch to retire the side. But another run comes home, and it's 6-4 with Charleston on top. We head to the eighth inning as Hakenson comes back out to the mound for the River Dons.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Green Jackets down by two here as we hit the top of the eighth inning. When the Green Jackets trail after seven innings this season, they are 2-16. One of those two came last night. So Ethan Werkinger steps in, 3-for-3, 2 singles and a homer. Hakenson on the mound, and he will deliver a first pitch strike at 90 miles an hour. The Green Jackets have yet to have a player record 4 hits in a ballgame. 0-1, flown down the right field line in foul territory, a couple of players converging on it, and it's Manzueta who will make the catch for the out in foul territory. Justin Janis, 1-for-3 with a run, is next to the dish. The lefty Janis looks out. First pitch fouled off the top of the netting. One checked his swing but went around. Green Jackets have really struggled in the last couple of innings here after starting off this game very, very hot. And the 0-2 is taken for a called third strike. Bryson Worrell, a double and a triple today. In his last two games, he now has a homer, 2 triples, and an RBI double. And he'll take the first pitch high for a ball. It infield over to the left-hand side. 1-0 pitch. Inside 2-0. Jason Franks is warming up. Looks like he will get the bottom of the eighth inning. The 2-0 pitch in the zone for a strike, 2-1. One pitch fouled off, pitcher in the hands. Green Jackets with seven hits, but Worrell has the last one, a triple to lead off the sixth, and he was stranded at third after leading it off with no one out on third base, and that would have tied the game at five. Instead, the Green Jackets are now down 6-4. 2-2 the count here in the top of the eighth. The pitch down at the back foot for a ball, full count. Three-two, flown down the right field line, high in the air. Manzueta giving chase. He will make the catch in fair territory. Green Jackets go in order. Nine straight men retired by the River Dogs pitching staff. And Jason Franks coming in. We come back for the eighth inning here in Charleston.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates.
Jason Franks in to work the bottom of the eighth, as for the second straight day, the Green Jackets trail coming into the bottom of what could be the final frame. Fourth arm used today by the Green Jackets. Franks makes his 13th appearance of the year, second most on the team behind Ellis and Joseph, and the first pitch is lined towards left field by Diaz. Going over is Collins. He'll make the catch. One pitch, one out. Last time out was Sunday for Franks, who pitched an inning of scoreless baseball, a two-inning scoreless streak going back to May 26th. He worked two innings in 3 days last series. That'll bring up Christopher Barrette. This pitch taken high. Should this score hold, Starlin Rodriguez would be on the hook for the loss. He came in and worked two innings, the fourth and the fifth, and gave up the go-ahead run. 1-0. Misses away at 94. Barrette is 1-for-3 with a double, but then he was caught stealing. 2-0. Bounces up. And it's taken for a ball. Three-oh pitch, grounded up the middle. Franks has to go underneath his glove, and it's going to die on the infield for an infield base hit. Barrette aboard. Franks nearly was able to snag that one, and instead it got underneath him. So Angel Galarraga, 0 for 3, is next to the plate. Runner on first and one away here in the eighth. And the first pitch fastball taken high. This one misses low from Franks. The Green Jackets down 2 as of right now. We'll have Exposito, Celedonio, and Acton due up in the next frame. They're a combined 1 for 9 with 3 strikeouts and a double play. 2-0 pitch. Popped up but out of play down the left field line and over towards the crowd. And a fan has to go right through her fingers. Tough look there. Pickoff throw by Franks, not in time. Two-one pitch, taken high with a fastball at 93. Franks anywhere from 93 to 98 on the heater. Today is the opening day of the NCAA College World Series, the road to Omaha. 3-1, in for a strike 3-2, the Super Regionals, rather just the Regionals, Super Regionals coming up next week, I believe. And a lot of teams represented with the Green Jackets in action today. 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed, tied him up with a fastball, 2 away. Bryson Worrell's East Carolina up 8-0 on Oklahoma right now. Pickoff throw to first, not in time. Already today, Samford, who produced Samuel Strickland, beat Landon Harper's Southern Miss. Runners going, the pitch is lined softly towards left. Coming in is Collins, he's not going to get there. And it'll be a two-out single here for Meza, who has now reached for a third time. First and second. Colmenares next up. A homer, a double, and a walk for him today. First pitch to Colmenares, fastball at 93 in for a strike. Two aboard and two away. And the 0-1 fouled off, it's 0-2. Franks looking to strand a pair on the board. First and second, 0-2. The pitch, swung on a miss, strike three, blew it right by him at 95. Couple of strikeouts, and Franks retires the side in the eighth. Green Jackets trail by 2. We go to the top of the ninth. Can they come back for the second straight day? We'll find out when we come back.
Some things are just made for each other.
chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch to wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
And we've got a pitching change here for the top of the ninth. Drew Summers, who went two innings against the Green Jackets the other day, is out to try and secure his first professional save. Has a chance to pick one up here right now. 6-4 the score. Green Jackets trailing, and they are looking to win their fifth straight and set a season high for wins, but it is looking unlikely as they will now have to try and mount the ninth inning comeback for the second straight day. 4, 5, and 6 due up. So the lefty Summers, 6'5", 250, out on the mound. And he misses inside to Exposito at 92. Exposito 1-for-3, Celedonio on deck 0-for-3, and Acton in the hole also 0-for-3. Green Jackets 7 hits. They're now being out-hit 9-7 as the 1-0 misses outside at 2-0. Yesterday, the Green Jackets got a leadoff walk in the ninth, and then got an RBI triple to tie the game. This time, though, they are down 2. The 2-0 pitch, down and in. No need to swing here if you're Exposito. The 3-0 inside, nearly hit him. A 4-pitch walk to begin the ninth seems eerily familiar, and it brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Jeremy Celedonio. 0-for-3 today, 1 for his last 28, and just 4 for his last 35. Really struggling as of late. So Celedonio, who hits just 118 against lefties, is at the plate. Exposito leading off of first, and the pitch. Breaking ball in for a strike on the outside part of the plate. Summers, drafted out of Central Arizona Junior College last year, had initially committed to Arizona State following a stint at San Diego State. 0-1, fouled off. So 0-2, Exposito widens his lead, and the pitch, fastball, sails up and away at 93. Mm-hmm. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Slider tied him up inside. Celedonio is down on strikes for the second time today. That'll bring up Acton, a lefty. Just one at bat against lefties on the season here in Augusta. He's 0-for-1. Pickoff throw to first, diving back in is Exposito. The lefty Acton looks out, looking for a hit today. The 0-1 pitch is in for a strike. Acton reached base in all three of his first games this week with the Green Jackets. A couple of singles and a walk as he awaits the 0-2. He will call time here and step out of the box. On deck, Dawson Diamond 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch. The pitch swung on and missed at a pitch outside and low. So now two away, Dawson Diamond represents the final out here for the Green Jackets, and they'll take the first pitch outside. Green Jackets won the first three games of this series and came into today on a four-game winning streak. The 1-0. Line towards the alley in left center field. Coming in to play it is Diaz, and he will get there and make the final out. And the Green Jackets fall by a final score of 6-4. First win in the series for the River Dogs as the Green Jackets can't extend that win streak to 5. And that'll bring us to the Easy Go post-game show. Green Jackets fall to 26-23, while the River Dogs improve to 19-30. The Green Jackets do have two more chances, however, to pick up the series win tomorrow and Sunday. 6:05 first pitch tomorrow and 5:05 first pitch on Sunday. And, of course, we'll have those right here on the Green Jackets radio network. Our Easy Go player of the game, or play of the game, rather, will be Ethan Werkinger's third solo home run in as many days. And he is also our IT guy of the game, brought to you by Premier Networks, Augusta's IT guys, as he goes 3-for-4, two singles and a homer. Bryson Worrell with an RBI double and a triple also garners strong contention for the award. Green Jackets led early. They were up 3-0, but could not end up finishing the job. Five unanswered runs ends up the difference, as a couple of home runs for Isaac and Colmenares end up propelling the home side to victory. Green Jackets will have Didier Fuentes going tomorrow, as the 17-year-old looks to build off a couple of solid starts. He'll be opposed by Yoniel Curiet, who is amongst the top prospects in the organization, in the top 30. Comes into today with an ERA of 5.08. Helped win them the Carolina League last year, as we prepare for fireworks here. That'll do it for us today. Green Jackets are looking to take the series tomorrow and potentially on Sunday if they could not get it done. It'll be Fuentes who goes up against Curet when we come back tomorrow afternoon. Green Jackets fall 6-4.